This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. As the relentless march of coronavirus upends our lives, many are reaching out to others to ask, how are you doing? What are you doing to cope? WEMU's Barbara Lucas has been ringing up a wide range of folks. In this segment, we're hoping to provide a brief respite in the midst of this crisis with a voice most of you are probably quite familiar with.
I called Grace Morand, a member of the Chenille Sisters. The Ann Arbor-based, nationally renowned trio has a dozen albums and has spent three decades giving upbeat, fun performances.
How many roads must a man drive down before he admits he is lost? Why, when a man becomes married, is he unable to find his own sauce?
Is this giving you like extra time to write music or like anything musically oriented?
So far I've been, you know, cleaning out drawers and closets and stuff, you know. Much more busy work than creative work, but maybe you need to get rid of your clutter before you can create. I don't know.
She is enjoying listening to music.
One of my friends sent me this really beautiful song by the Waylon Jennies.
It's been a long, long time since I've known the taste of freedom.
They're a vocal trio from Canada, and it's kind of like everything's going to be all right, you know?
I can see.
Along with music, books, movies, and meditating are her escapes.
I mean, it's really scary to think about what if to me. And that's hard. I try really hard not to go there.
So do you see any silver linings in all this?
I think that maybe it'll help people kind of reevaluate their priorities and make us less thing-focused and less materialistic, that we will really appreciate our friends when we get to see them face to face. Maybe we'll be more connected in a way. I don't know.
People in her world are finding creative ways to connect.
My 7-year-old great nephew, mom talked to him today, and he said that he would like for our family to all read stories to each other on videos, like or FaceTime or something, that's something we could do, is read stories to each other. And I just thought that was so sweet.
Kids can be a bright spot. She tells me about the YouTube making the rounds worldwide of a young guitarist in Nanjing, China, named Miu Miu, just 6 years old.
And she plays really good jazz guitar, and she sang Fly Me to the Moon. And she doesn't say her R's right. You know, she says W for R like little kids do. So here she's singing, playing this very sophisticated accompaniment and singing, "Let me play among the stars." But she's really good. I think music and art both are something that can really lift people up in a time like this.
Barbara Lucas, WEMU News.